Good morning, everybody. On Gut Tavach, we left off on Lamed Amid Aleph. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that one does not violate Ba'yira Ba'yimotze and Bli'as Kelim, and therefore would there be a din of Chomet Sha'ova all of HaPesach. If you have, like we have all the chametz dikat pots and pans, we leave them in the closet. We don't kasher all the chametz dikat kelim before Pesach. We're not going to use them on Pesach. Why should we kasher them? So if the din would be like Reb Yehuda, the chametz shalo a Pesach is an isa deraisa. It's not a penalty because the fellow violated by Yerah by Matzeh. So then all the pots and pans become treif, and you have to kasher them. After Pesach is over, you want to use them again for after Pesach for chametz dikat food. You have to kasher them, but we don't paskin like Reb Yehuda. We paskin like Reb Shimon. The chametz shavur al Pesach is only a penalty with the rabbanon because he violated ba'yira ba'yimotzei. So since in bli'as kelim there's no ba'yira, so you don't have to kasher the kelim. So you just put away chametz dikat pots and pans. After Pesach is over, then you can use them again. So that was a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel had a paskin. So it was Asrei de Rab, it was Rab's community, and Shmuel was visiting by him. So and Rab paskins like Reb Yehuda. So all the pots and pans, you have to, so if the pots and pans are mateches, so you can kasher them. If the klicheres are tarid al klicheres, that you can't, hagola may not help. Maybe some of the blia will come out, or the blia will not come out, so you can't rely on hagola. So that's why every Pesach, the people who had klicheres that they used for chametz all year long had to throw out all. They're not in violation of Ba'yira Ba'yimotzeh, but after Pesach is over, the chametz ikekelim became chametz shavah al Pesach, even though nobody violated any iser, and they had to throw out their pots and pans because you can't kasher cheres. So they had to buy new ones. So that's what Shmuel warned the merchants that they shouldn't charge, they shouldn't overcharge. He will let it be known that he doesn't agree with Rav. The Balabatim in the community are supposed to follow Rav's psokim because he's the Mordasra. Mordasra has a din of Rabbi Muvok. And yes, but the Iker din is that everyone should follow the psokim of his Rabbi Muvok. But some of the Balabatim will go against the din. They won't follow their Mordasra. They'll follow Shmuel. So Shmuel warned the merchants they better charge a normal price that shouldn't jack up the prices, or I'll see to it that you lose more than you're going to gain. That was his threat. Okay. So the Gemara was asking a question. Just someone sent me a sefer that he reprinted from his grandfather. Grandfather was a big rabbi in Romania. So he has an interesting tshuva there. Last night I was sitting reading some of the tshuvas in this big fat sefer. So he has a tshuva, a child, 11 years old, before Bar Mitzvah, was a character. So in the middle of Pesach, he found a bottle of schnapps, and he took it and he hid it somewhere. And after Pesach, he comes and he tells his father, I found this bottle of schnapps on Pesach, and I hid it. I didn't want to have it around the house. And so the shaila is whether it becomes chometz shavah l'av Pesach. So the Talmud Chacham writes, since we paskin like Reb Shimon, that chometz shavah l'av Pesach is only made a rabbanon, it's a penalty for having violated ba'yira ba'yimotzeh. And since the katan, since the child was a katan, the one who did it, so you can't say that a katan is a baronshin. So he quotes sources to that effect. He quotes the Rashi and Tosfos and Bava Kamma. They're not talking about chometz shavah l'av Pesach, they're talking about other things. That you can't introduce a knas if a cotton did something wrong. There's room, he says himself, there's room to argue. He shows that there's a contradiction in the Prima Gadim regarding this issue. That the Prima Gadim on Hilchas Pesach says Lahokel, but the Prima Gadim has a Psicha HaKolelis, a general introduction to Orechaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbal Peh. So in the Psicha Koleles, he raises the possibility that since we pasken in the Meiri, in the beginning of the Masechta, when the Gemara says Chomet Shavala Pesach is only the Rabbanim, so the Meiri quotes a machlokes, what if one violated by Rabbi Matzah B'Shogeg? He didn't even realize that he did B'dikas Chomets, and he didn't find the Chomets. It turns out that there was a box of cookies hidden away somewhere where it didn't belong, with the rubbers, with the boots, or with the raincoats, whatever, the snowplow. And then after Pesach, he finds that he had this big box of chomizdik cookies. So do you say, Kontzu Shog got to mezid on that? Maybe the penalty is only b'mezid, maybe b'shogig you don't make a knas. So the psak ha-mekubal on Shulchan Aruch is l'hachma, that even b'shogig, Kontzu Shog got to mezid. The Gemara in Perek HaNizokin, in the middle of Gittin, has a whole list of various cases where they discuss whether the Kontzu, whenever there's a penalty with the Rabbanan, maybe they only introduced the knas when the person violated the Easter of the Mezid, or maybe they even introduced it when he violated B'shag. So the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Kalelis raises the possibility that since we pass on La Halacha, we make a loiplu konsu shogot to Mezid by Chomet Shavu Alav Pesach. So maybe we should say that even if a Cherishot V'Kotna had the Chomets also, it doesn't deserve to have a penalty, just like Mishagig also does not deserve to have a penalty. But we say that it's a loiplug rabbon. So maybe you should even say, by a cherishot v'kot. So it's a steer in the Prima God. So this Mechaber thinks, this big Tamachachm thinks that we should pass on like the Prima God and wrote in Hilchas Pesach, that if it's a cotton who violated Bal Yeroya, shouldn't be any penalty. Okay.
Rebbe,
yeah.
Are chinuch considerations relevant? Meaning, if we say it's mutter, so might encourage such behavior in the future.
No. Okay, what to argue? I thought the other way. I thought like the other primogum that it's a loyplug, that you say even b'shoigeg konsum shogot the mezid even b'shoigeg. So I thought even a cotton. But look, this tamachachem was in psak halacha from a fantastic shlita on all of Torah Shabbat Peh. Person's quoting all the Gemaras and all the Zohars and all the Achrayim and all the Rishonim. Wow. And he thinks that there should not be a penalty. Okay. Very good. Okay, so Nachmo. So the Gemara raises a question over here. Why did Rav every year announce Kederes B'Pesach Yishovru? Kederes means Klicheres. Why did he announce every year everyone has to throw out the Kelim? Even though there's no Bali Rabbi Motzei, because Rab holds la halacha like Rabbi Yudah, the Chomesh Rala Pesach is an Issa deraisa. And even though nobody violates Bali Rab, but it becomes Chomesh Rala Pesach, even though nobody violates the Issa. So the Gemara asks, why not? And true, Rab holds that Mim B'mino Ibn Mashahu, Rab Paskins, Rabbi Shmuel both Paskin like Rabbi Yudah, that Mim B'mino Ibn Mashahu Bailach Balach. So in Achenami, let's say there's a bli of spaghetti in this chametz dikapat. So if he'll cook spaghetti after Pesach is over, it'll be spaghetti and spaghetti. It'll be mim b'minoi. So that'll be b'mashu. But we should allow him to cook mim b'shein aminoi after Pesach. Mim b'shein aminoi will be batal b'shishim. It won't be b'mashu. So the Gemara answers, since Rab l'shitosa paskins like Rab Yudah, the mimina b'mashu. So Rab makes a gzeret mim b'shein aminoi atam mimina. That's how the Gemara says. You make a gzera de Rabban. So Tosis is bothered with a kashi hilishinu achar ha-pesach. Tosis here starts off tamalari. How can the Gemara have a hamamina that you should be permitted to cook mimbishen amina after Pesach is over? What happened to the din? Avei mevatl nisil chatchil. So we pointed out that strictly speaking, there really shouldn't be any, you should not be any violation. Avei mevatl nisil chatchil. Eimavat and Isan Lachatchil is only violated if you stand to gain, if you're going to benefit something by being mevatlet. Like we gave the mashal, I can't afford to buy 3 kosher salamis every week, so I'll buy 2 kosher salamis, 1 tray for salami, remove all the peel, all the wrappers, then I'll mix them up and I don't remember which is which, and they look exactly the same and they taste exactly the same. So every week I'll be mevatlet Isan Lachatchil and I have 3 kosher salamis because the Shefa salami will be bottle bereved. After 3 kosher salami, so the price of 2.5, because the kosher salami is twice as expensive as the shefa salami. So there you stand to gain. You're going to get a shefa salami. It's going to become kosher. Or let's say you're going to pour in treifas. I have a pot of soup that's so full. I'm going to pour in some treifas into the kosher pot of soups, and I have more soup to eat. So that's but the treifas that I added, I'm going to have shishim against it. So I'm going to have a little more soup. I'm going to have if I have a big pot and I add a lot of yisa, but I have shishim against the yisa, so it'll be bottled with shishim. I'm going to have another bowl of kosher soup to serve like this. I only had 60 bowls of soup. Now I have 61 bowls of soup. The extra bowl of soup will be bottled with shishim. When you stand to gain, but you're not going to gain anything out of it, then there's no yisa. Only if kabanasa lebatel, only if it's marviach. Then kabanasa lebatel. So over here, what he's interested, dafke, he wants to cook the spaghetti after Pesach. He's going to cook the kosher food after Pesach dafke in the chametz dikat pot because he wants the blia to go in. He's not going to get extra soup, not going to get extra food because he's cooking in a chametz dikat pot. It's not going to add, it's not going to blend into the flavor. It's going to be bottle b'shishim. So he stands to gain nothing by this. So we would really have worded it differently. We wouldn't have asked, what happened to the din? He's not marviach at all by cooking kosher food in a treifa pot, in a chametz shavar la Pesach dikat pot. You would have asked the question differently, that even if you know you have shishim, if you don't have shishim, then the food you're going to cook will be treif. But if you know you have shishim, then the food will be kosher. So that's a gzeirah min derabbanan. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot, even though you know you have shishim. A gzeirah that you may make a mistake. You may not calculate properly. And if you don't have shishim, then it'll be treif. So that's what they should have asked. That's what they should have asked. The Gemara says, why not keep it till after l'shin or l'achar ha-pesach v'lebed l'hu shaloi b'minom? If you cook min b'mino, so min b'mino will be b'mashu. But cook min b'shein amino, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered, gzeira, maybe he'll do shaloi b'mino. So what was the havamina in the first place? Isn't that always the din, that you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot, even if you know you have shishim? Because of the gzeira, that you may calculate the shishim incorrectly, may not calculate properly, and may turn out that it'll asa the food. Yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara answered. So what did they think in the first place? Why did they think that it was a kasha? So Tosfos gives two suggestions. So in Shulchan Aruch, I just looked it up before, Siman Tzadik Tes, is the Siman about Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchil Ataka. Siman Tzadik Tes, I think it was Siv Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rashbo from the Torah Sabayis, who says, and the Vilna Gaon writes, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch passed, like the Rashbo, Tosfos Kasha is Miyusha. This Tosfos Kasha is Miyusha. The Rashbo writes, if you have a treifa pot that only has mashuhu of treifas in it, here apparently they cooked a lot of food in the pot. And sometimes when they cooked the food before Pesach, there was a little bit of spaghetti in it. Not that you cooked a whole pot full of spaghetti. You had a couple of noodles. You had soup and noodles, and most of the soup was chicken soup and vegetable soup and other stuff, and a little bit of noodles. So you only have a mashuhu of a bli of chametz in the pot to begin with. And the common practice is, this is the nature of this pot is, it's a klisha mishtam shembo b'shefa. You usually cook a lot of food in it. If you have, let's say, a small little plate, and you put the hot food on the plate in order to serve it, so you don't always have shishim. Usually you won't have shishim on a little plate. And a lot of times you have a frying pan, so you may not have shishim in the food that you're cooking against the tray for blia and the frying pan. But if you have a gigantic pot and it's an industrial situation where he's cooking tons and tons of soup, so if the whole tray for bli and the pot is only mashuhu to begin with, and it's a klish and mishtam shembo b'shefa, so then it should be muta. I should say that there shouldn't be any gzera de rabban. So that's what the Rashbo says. And even if the kli is a tray for kli ben yomo, but since the derech is to use the kli b'shefa, to use it a lot of soup at one time. Let's say you're cooking for the whole yeshiva. Not that private home. The husband and the wife are at home all by themselves. They're cooking for 100 people, a few hundred people. So if it's only mashu in the pot, and a kli shem b'shefa, So then it should be mutter. Halacha ma'isa should be mutter. So the Ra'or disagrees. The Ra'or has Berak Abayis comments on the Sefer Torah Abayis. The Ra'or disagrees. There is no such din. And the Rashba holds that there is such a din. So the Bi'ur HaGro says, according to the way the Rashba says, writes in the Torah Abayis, that's the answer to Tosis Kasha. So the Lamaisa, that's what Tosis says at the end. But Tosis says there when the Shulchan Aruch writes that din from the Rashba, so both the Shach and the Taz are unhappy. They think we shouldn't rely on this Rashba. That the Ra'or and the Berak Abayis disagrees. So the Kaf HaChaim writes over there, the Shach and the Taz are both not happy because it may come the day Yisr Deraisa. But let's say the Trefer Kli is already in Eina Ben Yomo. So Eina Ben Yomo is only Asa Midrabanan, Gzeresh, Dumasa Vechlufe. If you'll allow people to cook in an Eina Ben Yomo, they may by mistake sometimes cook kosher food in a Ben Yomo. So if you're talking about a Klisha Eina Ben Yomo, it can't come the day Yisr. Anyway, because Eina Ben Yomo is nice and Tam Lev Gam. So then the Kaf HaChaim says that even the Shach and the Taz might agree. Shach and Taz don't say. They just say they're unhappy with this Sif in the Shulchan Aruch. They don't think we should be maker like the Rashba. But the Kaf HaChaim says if it's a Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, I think that's the common practice. If it's a Kli She'eino Ben Yomo and only has a Blias Mashu and the nature of the Kli is such that it's Mishtamshim Bo B'Shefa, a Kli in a big, an industrial setup, not a private home. And you always had, you know, in advance, you're always going to have shishim without batting an eyelash. So then we would paskin if it's Eina Ben Yomo, that it would be mutta. So that's in effect what Tosis says over here. If you have tartele tevusa, what is Tosis? Before Shemena Yosef, the last few lines in Tosis. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes they call him the Rabbeinu Yosef Mi'alan Shoholach LaEretz HaTzvi. Eretz Yisrael is a desired country. Tzvi means to desire. And sometimes they call him the Rabbeinu Yosef Mi'Yerushalayim because they heard that he landed, that he arrived in Yerushalayim. Sometimes they call him Rabbeinu Yosef Mi'Orleans. Originally he came from Orleans. So they say Mufarish Mani Yosef, Holvika Tartili Tivusu Shunos and Tam, Livgam, it's a Eina Ben Yomo, and it's also Mashahu, Kehigavna Mevatlim. Okay. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says like that. Dvarb Sukhan Lam, Dach Brusha, but Levish Levinus, Real Lederab, Nos and Tam Lagam Mutushain. Then the Re Mufarish, the Gezeira said, what's a din if by mistake you cooked kosher food and a tray for Klisha Eina Ben Yomo? So if you did it b'mezid, then the Shulchan Aruch writes in second Chelek Yerideya, beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya, that if you have a Klisha Eina Ben Yomo and you cooked kosher food in it, knowing that you're not allowed to, so just like Eim Avat and Isla Chatchila, if you violated the din, the Rabbanon, there's a penalty. So who adinami if you cooked kosher food and a tray for Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, knowing that you're doing wrong, there's a penalty, Midrabon. You're not allowed to eat the food. Okay. So, lechatchila, let's say the person cooked kosher food, b'shoigeg, and the Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, then there's no penalty. Then it says, Shulchan Aruch, just like the Eimavat and Nisan lechatchila, if the person mixed in the tray for b'shoigeg, they didn't realize that it was tray. So then there's no penalty. Only if they mixed it in b'mezid, then there's a penalty. So who adinami, if you have a Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, if you cooked kosher food and it b'shogeg, it'll be mutta. If you cook b'mezid, then Shulchan Aruch writes that there's a penalty m'derabanan. So the shaila is that we have a klal from the Balei HaTosis. Shas Hatrak, Kedieved Dami. B'Shas Hatrak, we allow Lechatchila what usually is only permissible, Bidieved. So if you have Eim Avat and Isa Lechatchila, but Bidieved, if it happened B'Shoigeg, then it's Mutter. So if it's a big Shas Hatrak, then you should say it's even Mutter Lechatchila, even though it is B'mezid. Because if it would have been B'Shoigeg, Bidieved, it would have been Mutter. So B'Shas Hatrak, Kedieved Dami. B'Shas Hatrak, we allow Lechatchila what usually is only Mutter Bidieved. So here, if I would cook tray for food, If I would cook kosher food in a tray for cliche in a ben yomo, b'shoigeg, b'riyevet, it would be mutter. So it's a big shas hatchak, then I should allow it l'chantchila. What's a big shas hatchak? So some achreidim write, if it's a klicheres, that you can't do hagola, and if you do liban, it'll ruin the kli. A lot of times, if you do liban on the klicheres, all the dishes will simply break. Let's say I have china dishes. I got birusha from the grandmother, great-grandmother, and she didn't keep kosher. So if you're going to put, so you can't do hagola on china dishes, but you can do liban. Yeah, if you put it in the oven, you turn on the oven to broil, it'll crack. It'll all break. So maybe I should say shas hatchak b'di'evedam. Since b'di'eved, if I would have cooked kosher food in a tray for pot that's in a ben yomo, I would have called them nes tam levgam. So I have a whole beautiful set of china dishes that cost a fortune of money, and you can't do hagolah, and you can't do libun, they'll simply crack. So maybe I should say shas hatchak b'di'evedam. So what did Achranim suggested like that? So the later Achranim say it's against the b'feirush gemara. So here, that's what the re raises a possibility. The re mefaresh after Rabbeinu Yosef Meolans. The re mefaresh came shagadera shal cheres hainim you asurim elahem takana zechoshev kidiyevid. The afogav the linyan isa kiderish hain abas yoima asrin Allah, not like those achrenim. Some achrenim wanted to say, whenever you have a cliche in a ben yomah, it's awesome with the rabbanic zerein a ben yomah to ben yomah, but b'diyevid, if you're cooking it b'shoigeg, the food will not become treif. So even lechatchil should be mutter if the kli is a kli cheres and he simply can't do hagol, he can't do liman, he'll get ruined. So Tosis knows that it's wrong. Tosis says, v'yafagav, the linyan is a kederi shein ebas yoyim ha'asrin alo, afal pishein lo takon, he don't say shas hatcha kedi evadomi. The Tosis says, yeah, but over here we have an additional consideration that it's only chometz mashahu, and it's a kli shem shtam shabob b'shefa, then you should say shas hatchak kediyevedam. Avlocha leke elamashu elvishlev minhu yochel levatal kediyevedam. I should say shas hatchak kediyevedam. Yeah, but at least Tosis said beferish that against that opinion, one of the achrayim wrote like that if it's a klicheres atzein ben yomo, the gzera of the rabbanim doesn't apply. So it's beferish. Tosis says it's wrong, and the achrayim say it's a beferish gemara in perikol abasa and chulin. So that was the Gemara's Habamina over here. It should be mutter by a kadera shal cheres. She'ena ben yomo should be mutter kashas hatrak had yevedam. He said, Gemara answers, no, kadera that you may do it mimimina. Okay. And if you do mimimina, then mimimina is b'mashu. So you'll violate an isa derais. But we don't pass, that's only aliba derav. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. The chomet shalva about Pesach is an isa derais. So if you'll do it min b'mina after Pesach, then it'll be an isa deraisa. But since we paskin like Shmuel, who paskin like Rab Shimon, the chomet shavu la Pesach is only the rabbanon. So then, if it would be ena ben yomo, and it's a klish and mishtamsha bo b'shefa, and it's only mashu chomet, so it's a dead giveaway. It's obvious that you're going to have shishim. So then there's no gzera derabon. So that's halacha lemaisa. That's how we paskin. If it's a klish ena ben yomo, and in Mishtam Shembo B'Shefa, the nature of the kli is such that you always cook a lot of heter in it, then there's no din that you're not allowed to use it, but it's Ein Ben Yomo. The Tosfos is about not by not, we did. Okay. Wanted to speak a little bit Halacha L'maaseh. Here the Gemara says you're not allowed to make milchig bread. We learned the Gemara, you're not allowed to make fleshig bread, not allowed to make milchig bread, because bread years ago used to be the main staple of the meal. They would eat bread together. If you had milchig bread, they used to eat the bread together with the meat or together with the milk. So if it's fleshig bread, you're going to eat it with the milk. So you'll be in violation of the Issa Derabban, having fleshigs and milchigs together. It won't be an Issa Deraisa because of Natnas Bashlo Yachad. The Issa Deraisa of Basim B'cholim is only a Derech Bishal Osetera. But it'll be an Issa de Rabbanan to eat it together. So apparently in Europe, already before the war, I live in Washington Heights, so they have the Yekesh Kehila here, Breuer's community. Rabbi Shlomo Breuer was the rabbi in Auschwitz community. Rabbi Auschwitz means they separated themselves. They stepped out from the Gemeinde, from the... There was an Orthodox community in Frankfurt. But when you paid taxes to the federal government, you had to write down what religion you belong to. So a certain percentage of the money that you paid for taxes would go to support your religion. So the government would take all those who wrote that they're Jewish. So the government would take a certain percentage of the money and distribute it to the Jewish schools. So part of your taxes would go to support Reform congregations. There were a lot of reform. There was a strong reform movement in Germany. So Rabbi Hirsch felt that you have to break off from the regular community. So he told his balabatim when they fill out their tax forms, they should write that they don't belong to any religion. So none of their money will go towards supporting the Reform synagogues. I don't know. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to say you don't worship any religion. Maybe that's also an issue. Anyway, that's what he recommended. So that's called the Austrian community. So there was a regular community. So Rabbi Hirsch passed away, and his son-in-law was a Hungarian rabbi, Reb Shlomo Breuer. Now, when he passed away, then it was a big sichsuch who should be the rabbi, big machlekes, and they took a Hungarian rabbi because the community didn't want Rabbi Shlomo Breuer left the Tzavoyer. He had a few sons. So one son was Rabbi Yosef Breuer, the one who came to America and started a community here on Bennett Avenue. There in Europe, he was not the rabbi. In Europe, he was the head of the yeshiva. And he was the youngest of all of the brothers. And one of the older brothers was the one who was chosen by the father. The father wanted him to be the rabbi in Frankfurt. And the Balabatim didn't agree. So it was a whole sichsuch. And instead, they took a Hungarian rabbi. So there was, at the same time that you had Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch's Gemeinde, his community, and they were the Austrit, they stepped out, they broke off from the regular Jewish community. There was a regular Orthodox community in Frankfurt for years before the war, and the rabbi of the community was a very learned person. They have Shalos HaTshuvos by him, Menachem Kirschenbaum, if I'm not mistaken. I think the name of his sefer is Menachem Eshiv. And the type, it's printed, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein's Tshuva's two columns, it's printed like the Melamed Lehoil. It's a Yekish style of printing. It's the print is like Melamed Lehoil, one long line, but the pages are not so big. So you have Tshuva's Menachem Eshiv. So he has a Tshuva about the following. They were just starting this. They came to the realization that if you buy bread, it's going to get stale after a while. So they put in milk powder, a certain percentage of milk powder in the bread. And that prevented it from getting stale so fast. So it had a longer shelf life. So the shaila was, but you're not allowed to make milchig bread. So they didn't have to put in so much milk powder. They put in a little bit of milk powder in such a way that it'll be bottled b'shishim. So that's a big machlokes. You're not allowed to make fleshig bread, a milchig bread. And there's a dinim, in general, there's a dinim of atanis lechatchila. So is there a problem of aim of atanis lechatchila? I'm not going to mix in is, I'm going to mix in milk powder, kosher milk, not treifa milk. I'm going to mix in milk powder into the bread in such a way that I'll have shishim against it. See, that's a question. How do you calculate shishim? How do you calculate shishim? If you take milk powder and you mix it in to 60 by volume, you're going to have 60 units of water to one unit of milk powder. I think you'll taste the flavor because this is they evaporated all the water and they have the milk powder. So I think you're going to need more than shishim. That's part of the tshuva that he talks about. How do you calculate whether you have shishim or not? Shishim means you can't taste it. Usually if you evaporate all the water and then you have the concentrate and then you mix the concentrate back, you have to mix it back into much more water in order that you shouldn't be able to taste it. I don't think it's enough with shishim. So that's the shaila that he has. Is it permissible to have, that's what the Darkei Tshuva talks about. Do you say that since you're not allowed to make milchig bread, so even if the milk is bottled b'shishim, you violated Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchila, you're not allowed to eat the milchig bread, because they did it on purpose. They knew that it's milchik. Or should I say no, but it's a kosher. There's only if there's treifus. Over here, there's no treifus. Milk is kosher. So maybe it should be mutar lachatchila, and it should be even permissible to use the bread with the meat because it's parva, because the milk shabot is batel b'shishim. Or maybe I should say a middle position. And that's why I think most of the poskim hold the middle position, the derech hamemutza, that you're permitted to mix in milk powder if you have shishim against it. And it's only, so have shishim again, what do you mix it in for? Just that it should have a longer shelf life. It shouldn't get stale so soon. It should last longer, but you're not going to be able to taste the milk. You're going to have way over shishim against the milk. Then maybe it's mutar lechatchila to mix in milk and treat it as milchik bread. So you write on the package, this bread is milchik. Milchik bread is treif. The answer is milchik bread is treif if you don't have shishim against the milk. But if you have shishim against the milk, then the milchik bread is kosher. But you shouldn't really eat it with leishiks because the mix in milk and then have a mind to eat it with leishiks, that should be aim about the nisa lechatchila. But you're going to use it with milchiks. So then you're not getting anything. You have milchik bread, you're going to use it with milchiks, okay? If you have parva bread, you're allowed to dip it into milk after it's baked already. So here, you put on the label. So that's why most of the poskim hold that middle sheet. So sometimes you'll find a package of milchik bread that'll say on the label, it has a hashgacha, it has a hechsher of a reputable kashrus organization. And they'll say in the package, that is milchik. How can it be milchik with a reputable hashgach? The answer is, because you have shishim against the milk. So they say it's milchik. You shouldn't eat the bread with fleshiks. That's what most of the poskim hold like that. That it's mutter taker. It's mutter lechatchila to mix in the milk. Okay, that's important to know. We spoke a little bit about two differences between hetera bola and isura bola. And we said over the Ran in Kolabasa, the Ran on the Rif, it was quoted in Yoridea, the Taz quotes that Ran, that if you did Hagola on a Kli that really needed Libun, so it's going to knock out 98% of the whole Tam. And a little bit of Tam that will remain behind will only be a Tam Kolush, a weaker Tam. So Tam Kolush, if it started off as Isura Bola, if it's already Osir, then Tam Kolush is enough to retain the Isur. It's not considered like there's no tam at all. No, the tam is still there. It's a tam kolosh. But if it's a terabola and you did hagola instead of doing libun, so the only tam that's going to remain is going to be on tam kolosh. And then you're going to mix in the flesh with the milchik flavor. So then an isa can't be chal on a tam kolosh. If the isa is already there, tam kolosh is enough to retain the isa. But Nisa can't be chalan tam kolosh. That was the Ran's explanation of that din. And then he explained also the same. That's the reason why not banat the hetera is muta, not banat the isura is us. Because nois and tam, bar nois and tam, if one of the two timim is in a kli and the second one is going to be in the oichel, if it's like that, not that they're both in the oichel. The tam rishon is in the oichel, tam shein is in the oichel. That's not bar not. One tam was in a kli, one was in an oichel. So not bar not is only a tam kolush. If it's yisura bola, so tam kolush is enough to retain an isa. But if it's a tera bola, then and you want the isa to be chal on the tam kolush, that's an isa can't be chal on a tam kolush. That was the Ran's explanation. Fine. So there's a third distinction according to Rabban Halevi. The Ra'or was always something original, and it always has some chidushim. The Ra'or was a Talmud of the Ramban. The Ra'or was a descendant of the Rabbi Mizrachi Halevi. Rabbi Mizrachi Halevi often comes up with original chidushim, and the Ra'or had a brother who was Rabbeinu Pinchas Halevi. The Ritva every so often will quote Rabbeinu Pinchas Halevi, Achi Rabbeinu, the brother of the Ra'or, always has something original, always something very snappy, very, very sharp to say. So the Ra'or had, not the Rabbein, but the Ra'or had a practice. He didn't have two sets of dishes. He didn't have fleshig and milchig dishes. He only had one set of dishes. The Gemara says he can't use it, can use fleshig dishes from milchig, so he would wait till it's Eina Ben Yomo. The Gemara said, they made it Eina Ben Yomo, Atam Ben Yomo. So he says, no, the Gzeira de Rabbanim is only made if it's Isura Bola, if it has treifus in it, like the Maisa Shahoya by the Clay Midyan. Clay Midyan, the Midyan soldiers would fry ham. They would have ham and eggs for breakfast. They would have mamash treifus. But if everything in the household is kosher, it's just that it's milchik, so just wait till it's ain't a b'yomo, and then everything will be fine. That's what the Ra'o's practice was. He only had one set of dishes, didn't have two sets. So the Ritvon, the end of Avodah Zarah, on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, when the Gemara has this din, with the Rabbanon, there's a gzera ena b'yomo, at the b'yomo, you're not allowed to cook kosher food on a tray for klish ena b'yomo, gzera ena b'yomo, at the b'yomo. So the Ra'o writes, so the Ritvon writes that we pleaded with the Rebbe with respect, and we argued, we agree with you 100%, that you're right, but everybody says you're a shegetz. They all say you're an apikoros. So make everybody happy. Why do you have to insist that you're right? Make everybody happy. Have two sets of dishes like all the Jews have. A fleshing set of dishes, a milchik set. Pesach also you need two sets, fleshing and milchik, four sets. Fleshing and milchik for all year long, fleshing and milchik for Pesach. So the Ra'o says, no, it's a matter of principle. Right is right. He's not going to give in. They're wrong. You only have to have one set of dishes. If it's a terrible, so he didn't give in. But needless to say, that is not the common practice. Everybody has two sets of dishes. We have not accepted this distinction. This distinction has nothing to do with Tom Kolosh. I don't think it has nothing to do with Tom Kolosh. Just he held that the Gzeira Eina Ben Yom Otamayam, the Gzeira D'Rabbanan was only made on Isura Bola. So that's, I remember the first year I taught in the yeshiva over 50 years ago. The yeshiva was learning Pesachim. So I had a student, he passed away already. I had a student who came from the Jewish Theological Seminary. He was brought up in a family near Philadelphia. They were conservative. So he went to the conservative seminary. And then he realized that the conservatives was just a compromise. And he decided to become Orthodox. So he came to yeshiva and he got smicha, but he never went into the rabbinate or into chinuch. He was in business all his life. And he passed away recently, a couple of years ago. I remember none of his grandparents, great-grandparents, none of them were Orthodox. So he didn't name any of his children after grandparents or great-grandparents. So he named one of them after the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Solomeh, one named after the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Zeif. And one he named after the Yosameach, Rav Meir Simcha. All of his children had very names of prominent Gedolim from the last generations. Anyway, so I remember when we were discussing this din in Klis, so he said, wow, in the seminary, they never heard of this one. If they would have known about this ritual, they would have been mefarsimet already. They would tell everybody that it's legitimate, that the Ra'o only had one set of dishes. So we kept it a secret. We didn't tell them. Okay. So how do we paskin? What's the upshot of the sugi? The chomes b'pesach is b'mashehu. Chomes b'pesach is b'mashehu. Ben min shalav b'mina. We don't hold. Rashi says over here that we paskin like Reb Yudah. The min b'mina is b'mashehu, and the chomes b'pesach because chumah the chomets it's kares. So we made Xer the Rabban, and even Mim Shainimin is also Bimashu, Atta Mim Mimina. So that's a question. When Rav says the Aloha is like that, Kirav, it means all the way like Rav, everything like Rav, even Mim Mimina, Bimashu, who is the Raisa, and Mim Shainimin is Bimashu, Xer, Atta Mim Shainimin, Atta Mim Mimina. What do you mean? No, maybe you shouldn't have the Girsa Kirav, that's what Tesis quotes. Maybe even if you have the Girsa, it just means that it's Mimashu, but it's not based on Mim and Mina Mimashu. It's Achumet de Chomet, Shai. So the question is, what about Nosen Tam Levgam? There was a common practice. The Christians knew that the Jews can't eat bread on Pesach, and they used to throw in the Middle Ages, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, you had to draw water from a well. They didn't have a reservoir like we have now. You had to draw water from a well. So the Hachas, the Jewish people, the Christians would throw bread into the well on Pesach. So whenever you would draw the water, there would always be crumbs of bread in the water. So chametz b'pesach is b'mashu, so it doesn't become bottle. So there's a discussion in Achrayim. Let's say there's a sailor in Japan who eats his bagel, and he eats a half a bagel on Pesach, and he throws agoy, and he throws the rest of the bagel into the Pacific Ocean. So the bliya travels all over the world. So even if you draw water from the Atlantic Ocean, b'chametz b'pesach is b'mashu. So we should be concerned. Maybe the bliya went. Some it's physically impossible. The bliya is going to go from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean. Is going to travel in from the first day Pesach to the last day Pesach. Probably not. But it doesn't have to be the Japanese sailor in the Pacific Ocean. You can have over here. You draw water from the ocean in order to drink. And then we cook the water, we purify the water, we filter the water, fine. But what do you do if a guy threw some chametz into the water? So that's what the Christians used to throw bread into the wells, and the Jews would filter the water. So they would take out the crumbs. On Pesach, they would take out the crumbs. But there's a bliya. The crumbs would give an asinas tam into the water. So how can you drink the water? So Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child, the Christians were not throwing so the Rishonim say that the water would have tasted better. Fresh water tastes good. Water would have tasted better if it would have not had the bliya, if it would have not had the flavor of the breadcrumbs. So the breadcrumbs, the water tastes delicious, but it would have even tasted better if it wouldn't have the tam of the breadcrumbs mixed in. So that's what we call nesim tam lebgam. So the question is, by chometz b'pesach, that's b'mashahu, why are we makal by nesim tam lebgam? Is it that it's mutter, or is it no, that it's batel? So that was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. And that's a machlokes in Mechabed and Ramo. If you have chametz in the wells where the Jewish people are drawing the water, the Christians threw in chametz. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child, the Christians weren't throwing in the water. It was the Jewish communists were throwing in chametz into the wells to give the Orthodox Jews, to give the observant Jews a hard time, that they should realize they should give up the Jewish religion. So he said his father was very courageous. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was very courageous. And he instructed the Balabatim, any community well where you find chametz, if you find bread, and it's obvious that the Jewish communists threw in the bread to give us a hard time, pour in a lot of ink. So they shouldn't be able to drink the water either. So they will learn a lesson not to throw in the breadcrumbs. They could have killed him for that. And they didn't. He survived, and they didn't kill him. And they stopped throwing in the breadcrumbs on Pesach. But this was a machlokes in the days of the Rishonim, and in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes. The Mechaber is Mekel. The Ran on the Rif, on our daf, quotes it. The Gemara says over here, Chometz b'Pesach is b'mashahu. So what would you say by Nesen Tam Levgam? By Nesen Tam Levgam, you don't need Shishim. You don't have Shishim, but it's not... But you don't need shishim because it's nice and tam lagam. The water would have tasted better if you wouldn't have had the crumbs of bread in it. So do you say over there that the flavor of the bread is bottle, but chametz b'pesach can't be bottle? He's saying, no, you don't even have to have that. The flavor should be bottle. So then nice and tam lagam is mutter, not based on bittul. So that's machleg, so mechab and the ramah. Mechab is mekel and the ramah is machmer. By Nesen Tam Levgam. Yeah, what's the shot? What does it depend on? What's the shot? When a Nesen Tam Levgam is Medin Bittel. So the Prima Godem explains that traditionally there is in Yerideya, when you learn Yerideya, the Simen about Nesen Tam Levgam, there is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. What is Nesen Tam Levgam based on? The Ran quotes the Rabban. The Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, so the Rashba was generations before the Ran. So the Ran quotes the Rashba and he disagrees. So the Rashba says like this, whenever you have, let's say somebody pours chazashmaltz into vegetable soup. So you have roiv, accidentally, let's say a goy poured it in. So you have roiv of heter. You have let's say 95% of vegetable soup and someone poured in 5% of chazashmaltz. So I taste the soup. It tastes very good. I can taste 5%. There's no shishim against it. It's nice and tam. Now it tastes even schmaltzier than before. So it's nice and tam lishvach. It improved the flavor or it changed the flavor. It doesn't have to improve it. Nice and tam lishvach means it tastes very good. What if they poured in a little chazer schmaltz into the nature of the soup is such that it would have tasted better without the chazer schmaltz? But it still tastes delicious, but it would have tasted better without. That's called nice and tam levgam. Even though it's poigim only be mikzas. So the Rashba says the calculation goes like this, that if you have 51% heter and only 49% iser, so meikir adin, I should say that is bottle beroy. You have a pasuk in this week's Sedra and Parshas Mishpatim Acharam Lahatas. Acharam Lahatas includes all the three dinim. It includes the din that roiv is mevarer. If you don't know what the din is, and there's a split vote in the bezin, so we assume that roiv is Mavara. If you have 20 Dayanim say that he's Chayv Misa, and 3 Dayanim say that he's Potter from Misa, out of the 23 Dayanim in the Sanhedrin Tana, so we assume that the 20 are right and the 3 are wrong. The Rav is Mavara. But the Rav is Mavara, but you have to have a Psak of a Sanhedrin. So then we say Ruba Kukuloi. We say since you have a unit of a Sanhedrin, you only say Ruba Kukuloi when you have a unit. They have a unit of a Sanhedrin, let's say a Bezna of 3 for Dinim Aminus has a split vote 2-1, whether it's Chayv or not. A Bezna of Nefoshes has 23, and it's called one unit of a Sanhedrin Tana. So 20 say Chayv Misa and 3 say Pata for Misa. So you can say Ruba Kukuloi. The Rav is Mevara, the Din is probably like that because the odds are 20-1. Let's say it's not 23. Let's say 13 to 10. You need 23 dayanim. So let's say 13 to 10. So 13 to 10 is also. So the Rav is Mevara that the guy really is Chayv Misa. And the psak is given by the entire Bezim because I say Ruba Kukula. You only say Ruba Kukula when you have a unit. So here, it's not 23 people. 23 constitute a Shem Sanhedrin. You need a minimum of 23. So the 23 constitute a Sanhedrin. So if you have Reiv of the Sanhedrin, say Chayva, say Ruba Kukulam. On Pesach Nat, you say each kosa, we discussed it, I think, each kosa, in order to be considered a kosa, has to have a minimum of a radius of wine. So if you drink a Rav kosa, then you say Ruba Kukulai. So let's say a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Nazir will drink, you have a cup with radius of wine in it. Nazir will drink Reiv of the radius. There's a machlag zatanam, how much wine Nazir has to drink in order to get malchus for drinking. They warn him, altishta. So if he drinks the wine, then they give him malchus. So there's a machlag in the Mishnah Nazir. Is the shir kezais or is the shir revius? So let's say, for argument's sake, let's say the shir is kezais. Let's say the shir is revius. So if he's going to drink a rive revius, he won't get malchus. The Maritz Chayis writes in the back of the Gemara, Nazir, that he thinks that just like on Pesach night, if you drink Rav Revius, a Yotze, Ruba Kukulai, so if you have a cup of wine and then of a Revius of wine and another drinks a Rav Revius, you should get Malchus. So the one who set the type when they printed the Vilna Jas, so the one who set the type and he put in this suggestion by Maritz Chayis, puts in parentheses, Aleph Hey, Omah Hamagia, it's wrong. It doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that the Ruba Kukula, this is famous in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Ruba Kukula only applies when you have a unit, when you have a Sanhedrin of 23, when you have a Bezin of 3. And then you say Ruba Kukula, when you're shechting the Kona, the Beshet. So if you shecht Roiv of the Kona, Roiv of the Beshet, Ruba Kukula. But over here, by Pesach night, there's a Chaloshem Kos. A Kos has to have a minimum of a Revius. But then you don't say if you drink a Rav Revius, it's considered as if you drank the whole Revius. No, if you drank Rav Kais, Ruba Kukula, Kais is a unit. But by the Nazir, there is no concept of Kais. The din is he has to drink a Revius in order to get the Malchus, whatever the Shiva is, Kazais or Revius, whatever the Shiva is. If he drinks only a Rav, it's not a Revius, it's not a Kazais. It's not the same. It does not. Ruba Kukula only applies when you have a unit. So again, so the Pasuk teaches us all the three dinim. It tells you that Azlina Basa Ruba, that the likelihood is that the Reib is probably right, that it's a Birur, Reib is Mevar. And the Pasuk tells me Ruba Kukula, and the Pasuk also tells me Bittel Bereiv. So let's say if you have a little Chazer Schmaltz falls into some kind of soup, So there's much more soup than there is chazer shmaltz. I should have said that it's bottle bereif. But the chazer shmaltz succeeds in being nice and tam. So the din is tam ki ikir, prevents me from saying bittle bereif. So then there's a din. You only say tam ki ikir if it changes the tam or it improves the tam. But if it's poigim b'miktsas, it would have tasted even better if the chazer shmaltz would have not fallen in. So then the din of tam ki ikir doesn't apply. So that's the din of Nesen Tam Lagam. So the Rashba holds like that. And Nesen Tam Lagam starts off by saying Bittel Beroiv, the BN is bottle because it's less than 50%. But then the din of Tam Kiika should take over. I should say Tam Kiika, even though it's only in the miyud, Tam is Kiika. So then you say, no, if it's Nesen Tam Lagam, the din of Tam Kiika doesn't apply. It didn't improve the flavor and it didn't just change it. It changed that it was Pagan Midbe Mikta, so the Tam Kiika doesn't apply. But you still, the basic din is that it's based on Bittel Beroiv. So if it's Chometz, it's Bemashahu, then it can't be Bittel Beroiv. That's how the Ramah, Paskans are like that, Rajbo. So the Ran on, the Ran quotes this Rajbo, and he disagrees. He doesn't think that is permissible. He says it's Muchach and the Gemara like this. The Gemara says, Nois and Tam Levgam is Machlek Zatanaim, whether it's Mutter or Rasa. We Paskim Mutter is based on the Pasuk that teaches us the Nevela Sheini Ruya Lager, Eina Kruya Nevela. How is it based on that din? The Pasuk says, what do you do with Nevela? Ager Shavishach, Nana Vachala, Machala Nochi, sell it to Ager. So the Ager Toshav. Ager Toshav can eat non kosher. Does mean Ager Tzedek. Ager Tzedek can eat non kosher food. Means a gerushav shachet tednana, you should give it to a gerushav if he doesn't have any money. If he's a rich man, there's no mitzvah to give him tzedakah. If he's a poor man, if the gerushav is a poor man, gerushav means a non-Jew who accepted, who committed himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So the other non-Jews may not like him, so they may not want to give him a job because he's becoming like a half a Jew. He's committing himself in the presence of three Jewish rabbis. Just like a ger, a non-Jew wants to convert to become Jewish, has to be megar in the presence of the bezin. So the ger toshav also has to be mekabel sheva mitzvahs in the presence of three Jewish men. That's a ger toshav. He's mekabel ola. He commits himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs ben enoch in the presence of a bezin of three. So the pasuk says, what do you do if you have an avela? You're not allowed to eat it. L'soch kol avela. So the Gemara understands Nevela Haruya Lager Kruya Nevela. Nevela Shenuya Lager Ena Kruya Nevela. If you have a piece of meat and you leave it out of the refrigerator for 2 months, it's going to be spoiled. You got a bellyache if you eat it. You're going to get sick. So that's Nivsal Me'achila Sodom. Nivsal Me'achila Sodom either means the person, when he eats it, he sees right away it's awful. He's going to spit it out. Or if it's, let's say, it's poisonous, he doesn't even realize. We assume that's all, even though it's very, very tasty. But if he eats it, he's going to get sick, even though he doesn't realize that it's spoiled. It's also called nipsim achilas adam. So if you have an isa bien, once it becomes nipsim achilas adam, it's mutter. And if you have an isa, it's bitarubis, doesn't have to be bottle. If you have an isa, bitarubis means it's mixed in. It's right het and a miut isa. So then, if it's pegim b'miktsas, if the yisur is pegim, the whole taru is b'miktsas, then it's mutter, not based on bittel. You don't need any bittel. It's not that the bien is bottled bereif, and then tam kiika doesn't apply. No, that's not the way. The Rana argues with the Rashba. He said it doesn't have to start off by saying the bien is bottled bereif. And usually we would have said tam kiika, and here tam kiika doesn't apply because it's pegim b'miktsas. No. Whenever the Yisr is Bien, you need Pagam Rabba. You need that it should be Nipsal Me'achila Sodom. Whenever the Yisr is only Bobit Tarubis, it doesn't have to mean that it's bottled Beroiv. It's Bobit Tarubis. It's in a state that it's only in a Miut. So then if it's Pagam Mikzas, it's already Muta. So if you say it like that, then it's room to say that it's less than Mashu. Even though Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, but Nes and Tam Levgam is less than Mashu. It's Heta Gomer. So that's an ongoing machleg between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. The Sfardim followed the Psokim of the Mechaber that Nois and Tam Lagam, the Pesach is Mutter. Let's say you have a little chametz fell in, they're cooking Pesach Dika soup, and a little chametz fell in, and then you removed it, but it succeeded in giving the Sinas Tam. And because the noodles, the chametz tikka noodles, fell into the Pesach tikka food, it doesn't taste as good as it would have tasted if it wouldn't have fallen in. The water would have tasted better if it wouldn't have the crumbs from the bread. So that's nice and tam lagam. So the mechaber paskin muta and the rama paskin zos. Yeah. Then there's a further question. According to the rama, that who's machmer and nice and tam lagam, that is considered like mashehu, because the way you make al on nice and tam lagam is I say the bien of the iser is batel b'roiv. I want to say tam ki iker. So Tam Ki Iker was never formulated, doesn't apply in a situation when it's Pegim and Miktas. Yeah, but the first step has to be that the BN is Batel B'Rayv, so Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, it can't be Batel B'Rayv. So the question is the next step. According to the Ramah, who's Machmer on Nos and Tam Lavgam, what would the Ramah say if you have a Chametz Dika pot that's Eina Ben Yomo? Happens every year. It happens. The wife goes away on Chol HaMoed. She goes shopping, whatever. And the husband is all alone at home. And he wants to cook himself some tea, some coffee, some tea. So he's not thinking. So he takes a Chametz Dika kli. He's never in the kitchen. He takes a Chametz Dika pot, which they sometimes cook the Chametz in. And then he puts water in the pot and he cooks it. So the chametz dikka pot hasn't been used for chametz in over 24 hours. So do you say the belia from a cliche in a ben yomo is called noisen tam lagam? It's the same as regular noisen tam lagam. So just like the Ramah is machmer that noisen tam lagam is also the Pesach whenever you have an isa mashu. So noisen tam lagam is a mashu. Because the first step in noisen tam lagam, the first step is you have to say that with the bien is bottled because I have 51% of heter against it. And why not say it shouldn't be bottled because Tam Ki Iker? No, since it's Nosen Tam Lagam, the din of Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply. So the Ramah is Machmeran, Nosen Tam Lagam. Would the Ramah say the same thing by Klisha Eina Ben Yomo? Klisha Eina Ben Yomo is Nosen Tam Lagam means the same thing, that the Iser is the Blia in the pot that was sitting there for 24 hours. The Blia Batz Musa is Roy Lachila. But it's Pegem and Mitzah. So whatever you're going to cook in the pot, whether you're going to cook potato soup or chickpea soup or carrot soup, whatever you're going to cook, you're going to cook chicken. Whatever you're going to cook in the pot, the Chametz Dika Blia that's sitting there for more than 24 hours is going to cause the food, the new food that you're cooking out, to be Pegem and Mitzah. It's going to taste delicious, but it would have even tasted more delicious if it wouldn't have been cooked in this trefer pot that has the Blia that was sitting there, and the Blia picked up the chametz, the blia, picked up the flavor of the charsis hakdera, the metal of the gdera. So when it's going to get absorbed, when the chametz, the blia, is going to get absorbed into the pesach tikka food, it's going to be pagim and b'mitzah, would have tasted better. So that's the shaila. So would the Ramah say the same, that a cliche in a ben yomo, by mistake, I cooked in a chametz dik on Pesach, I cooked some water in a cliche in a ben yomo, so it's nice and tam legam and it's osser? Or maybe he would agree. Maybe a blia that sits in a pot for 24 hours, maybe that's better than nice and tam legam. Maybe the pshat is the blia be'atzmuso is nifsal me'achila. So that's a further question. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. He doesn't talk about that. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe is the commentary of the Ramah on the bottom of the page in the Tur. So the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says that it's also even b'di'eved, just like he paskins in the big Shulchan Aruch, that Nosen Tam Lavgam is also b'di'eved. So too he paskins in the Darkei Moshe that if you cook in a cliche in a binyomo, that too will be also b'di'eved. So that's for Ashkenazim. You have a lot of chumras. Okay.
Rabbi, according to those Rishonim and Paskins like the Ramah and the Rajba, so what did the Jews drink during the Middle Ages if the Christians threw in the Chametz?
They had to get water from a different well. They had to wait till it rained. And Achanami couldn't use that water, even though they're going to filter it out and they're going to remove all the specks with a very good filter. But there's going to be a blia from the bread. And even though the blia is nice and tam lagam, the water would have tasted better without the chametz tikka flavor. But there are more paskins like those who show him that no stam lavgam is b'mashu. But there must be a shear for mashuhu also. You see, when they drank the water, the Christians wanted to annoy them. And the Jewish communists, the Apikorsim, they wanted to annoy the religious Jews. They wanted to force all the religious Jews to give up their religion. So they used to throw in water in the well that would be poigim, that the water wouldn't taste so good. They would throw in so many crumbs in the well that even after filtering the water wouldn't taste as good as it would have tasted if it wouldn't have had like that. But there's probably a limit how far you say, let's say someone throws in a bagel in the ocean. So you have, there's no limit to mashu. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have, Mechaber writes, there is an opinion, it's based on Yerushalmi, there is an opinion that if you have tough, tough, kuf, samach, what's tough, 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 tough is 800, kuf, 960. Tough, tough, kuf, samach, you have 960 against an iser that's memashuhu, so then it's no longer memashu. If you have 960 against it, where they get the gematria, 960, sorry, Yerushalmi. So there's one, the Mechaber quotes, there is an opinion that whenever you have an Issa Mashuhu, even though it's not bottled B'shishim, and it's not bottled 120, it's not bottled 200 and 360, but if you have 960, then it is bottled. Tough, tough, kuf samach. So we don't paskan like that. But the mistabit to say that there is a limit, the mistabit to say, let's say there's a million, billion, trillion, zillion against one unit of chametz, and the chametz was filtered out. A sailor throws a bagel, he throws a roll into the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm miles away, and I'm going to draw water from the ocean. Sanachanami, the flavor of the roll of the bagel maybe floats from where he is to where I am, but there's going to be million, billion, zillion, trillion units of water against it. So Mesama, Mesaba, that there must be a limit. You don't say Leolam Void, you don't say forever and ever, amen. You don't say that the chametz is b'mashu. There's probably a limit. If it's way too much, then for sure it should be, even chametz is, that's not called mashu. It's less than mashu. Okay, good. The next few dafim gemara are very important, but it's a lot nezikin. We spoke about the one aspect that was in the gemara, the achmetz b'mechuber. We happened to speak about that. Where was that here? The Achmetz Memechuba was towards the bottom of Lamed, Gimel Lamed Aleph. It's possible for the grain to become chametz while it's still attached to the ground. And nonetheless, you don't need Shmure Matzah from the time that you planted the grain. So the Minchas Chinuch asked the question, why not? You need Shima Mechimetz. You have to protect it, make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So he said, that's so far-fetched. That's one chance in a million, billion, zillion, trillion. Forget about it. You don't need shmur. So that's, even though after you harvest the grain, there's a higher likelihood that maybe it will become chametz. So that's why there was one opinion later on Daf Mem that you need nikar adin, you need shmur mishas kitzira from the time that you harvest it. But we don't paskan like that either. Nikar adin, you only need shmur from the time that you do the lisha. When you mix in the water, you have to be mishamaret that it shouldn't become chametz. And even though it is possible that it became Achmetz Betolush after the Ktsira, but it's far-fetched. Achmetz B'mechub is even further far-fetched. So that no one, there's not even a machloikis on that. So that's the only thing we discussed on these five latkim. But there are other important dinim about the Nezikin. So now, at least temporarily, we'll move over to Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah formulates a din that there's a din of Lechem. There's a din deraisa of lechem and a din derabanan of lechem. What is a din deraisa of lechem? Matzah has to be lechem only. It has to be lechem. If it's not lechem, it's no good. What else? Chiyav chala. Hoy b'chol chami lechem ha'aretz. So the chiyav chala only applies if you make lechem. Let's say a person made a wheatina, a farina, and it's a soupy, liquidy thing. So that's not chayv in hafrashas chala. It's not lechem. You only chayv in chala if it's lechem. If you bake cake or cookies, the generally accepted opinion, there's a problematic orach hashulchan that somehow a lot of the bakers discovered a shvera orach hashulchan who says that if you only eat the cookies as a snack, that's what cookies are all about, then you don't have to be mafrish chala. So that's very difficult because the pashtus is The din is that if you have pas habo bekisnin, kis means a pocket. So pas habo bekisnin means if you made apple pie. So you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, and then you have the apples in the middle. It's like a pocket. It's like pas habo bekisnin. You have something inside, in the pocket inside, that makes it into a snack. So if you eat pas habo bekisnin, so the Gemara said, if you eat enough of it, then you have to say hamoitzi, and you have to wash until the sedaim, and you have to say birchas hamazon. If you don't eat so much, then you only say bari min mizonis. You don't have to wash until the sedaim, and you say alamichia. You don't have to bench birchas hamazon. So that those three differences, whether you wash until the sedaim is only a din de rabbanon, whether you say hamoitzi or bari min mizonis, the whole topic of birchas hanenin is only with the rabbanon. And many seem to hold that if you would have said alamichia after having bread, you would have been yotze min haTorah. It's just min derabbanan that if you have bread, if the Chumash says v'chalta v'savot eretz ha'shalev miskenes tachal ba lechem v'chalta v'savot v'erachta Hashem alakech. When you eat lechem, that's the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. Eretz ha'shalev miskenes tachal ba lechem v'chalta v'savot v'erachta. If you eat bread k'dei svia, you're obligated to recite birchas hamazon, and that's a din deraisa. So there has to be dafke bread. If you have pas habo bekisnin, that's also bread. But min haTorah, that's how many Rishonim seem to. Min haTorah, you would have been yotze if you would have said alam yichya after bread also. The din that you have to have separate brachas, hazanas hakol, alorotz v'alamozen, v'en rachman v'shalayim amein, the three different brachas, four different brachas, the requirement to have three, four different brachas for benching, many Rishonim hold that that's only midirabbana. So again, so if you have wheatina farina, the pashtus is not called lechem. That's why you're not chayv and challah. But if you make cake or cookies, it is lechem. It is pas. It's a subcategory of pas. It's pas habo bekisnin that sometimes is dino kelechem, sometimes not dino kelechem. Take for example. So if you kaveh suda on it, then it's dino kelechem. Then you say hamoitzi and birchas hamazon, and you need netilas adam. If you're not kaveh suda, then it's mezainis. So because pas habo bekisnin is a subcategory of lechem, that's why the din of chal applies. Why bachochem lechem haaretz? Pas habo bekisnin is pas. It's a subcategory of pas. But if you have wheatina farina, the pashta says that that's not chayv and chala. There's no loaf over there. There's no, even if you have, let's say you have Cheerios or you have Wheaties, the particles, the pieces are so tiny. That's not even that. I would think that Cheerios or Wheaties doesn't have a tzuras hapas at all. I would think that it's the same as wheatina and farina, that for sure you're not chayv and challah. I would think so. What about if you have tam-tams? What if you have, so that we assume is a shtikl, a loaf. It is. It's a little bit of a loaf. You have to have a shtikl, something. My impression is that the Wheaties and Cheerios is not enough to be considered a loaf, as opposed to tam-tams, cookies. Cookies, you have a shtickle of a loaf. It's not a whole big loaf, and has so much sugar in it. So that's pas habo bekisnin. Yeah. So Nachum also, what are the dinim deraisa that depend on lechem? So one din is lechem oini matzah, has to be lechem. Another din is oy bachochem lechem horetz yichay ben chala. A third din is bichas hamazon. If you have kedei sviya of lechem, if you eat other things, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion in the Mishnah and Brachas, if a person only eats shelek, he eats cooked vegetables, but that fills him up. He's on a diet and he eats tons of vegetables. The nutritionist tells him he can eat all the fruits and all the vegetables he wants. So he eats tons of cooked vegetables, and he gets filled from that, but it's not lechem. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, if you eat kidei sviya from vegetables, he muchiv to bench min haTorah, birchas hamazon. We have not yet accepted Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Some rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael came up with a new story, because the Gemara Brachas raises the question, why shouldn't we say like Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, nah, it's not called achila bikvias. But now there's so many people are on a diet and hardly anybody eats bread in the middle of the week. Many, many people don't eat bread in the middle of the week and they fill themselves up. on vegetables, and maybe it became normal today. The Gemara says, if it'll turn out that if it's some time in history, it may become normal, so we'll discuss it then. So that's the shot. Maybe now it became normal to eat a filling meal with vegetables and other things without having any bread. Until recently, till very recently, it didn't exist. But now people are much more conscious of being overweight, so they stopped eating so much bread. So that's some Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, they're afraid to eat a filling meal that you get filled up on vegetables and other all the other foods in Mamish, very filling. Because the Gemara sounds like it says that someday we're going to have to reopen the issue, and maybe the day has already arrived. Okay, that's a question. Yeah, what else is a din of lechem? It says chadosh. It says lech v'kol v'kam l'sech l'aretz ha'me'em hazeh. You're not allowed to eat chadosh. Chadosh means tvua that was planted after the minchas ha'omer. If the tvua was hishrish, if it already took roots, if I planted it a week before Pesach and it takes a couple of days till it takes root, because that's already hishrish before the minchas ha'omer, b'zman hazeh is not minchas ha'omer. So if it's hishrish, if it took root before the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, when if the Beis HaMikdash would have been standing, he would have brought the Minchas HaOmer then. So if it's hishrish before, then it turns into yoshan. Then it's no longer gold chadosh. So the Torah prohibits eating chadosh. So the Chumash says, lech b'kol b'kaim lo sech lo aretzem ayem z'ahav yacham z'ayim ha'tnufa. Now, not allowed to eat chodesh, whether in the form of lechem koli or karmel. So because it says lechem, so the whole din of chodesh doesn't apply to fruits and vegetables and other things. Only applies to the chameshes mene dogan. Only the five, that the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It's only called lechem if it's possible that it's boli de chimutz. If whenever it's not boli de chimutz, then it's not called lechem. So if you have kidneys, if you grind up kidneys, if you grind up other things, let's say potato starch, and you mix it with water, or cornstarch, you mix it with water, you'll have a different chemical reaction. The Gemara calls that chemical reaction boli de sirchon. Doesn't mean it's smelly, awful. No, it tastes delicious. When you make Pesach Dikka cookies with cornstarch, it tastes delicious. But it's a different, sirchon doesn't mean the same meaning that it has in other contexts. That it's smelly and awful tasting. No, it tastes delicious, but it's a different chemical reaction. Chimitz is one reaction, sirchan is a different reaction. So there are dinim deraisa that depend on lechem. There are dinim deraisa that's chodosh and matzah and birchas hamazon and challah. Those are the four dinim deraisa. Because the pasuk b'chodosh says lech v'kol v'kam lo sechlu. Only if it's possible, if it's the type of a vegetable that it could have been lechem. But if it couldn't be lechem, then kol v'karmel also is not the subject to the din of chodesh. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that it only has the status of lechem if it's boli de chimutz. Not boli de chimutz, it's not. Yeah, then there are dinim de rabbanon that depend on shem lechem. So what are the dinim de rabbanon? Hamoitzi versus bar minim, versus other brachas, right? You would, it grows from the ground. So you would normally say bari pri ha'adama. But if it's from the chamesh, it's mini dog, and then you say bari mini mezainis, and sometimes you'll say hamoitzi, right? What else? What else depends on lechem mid rabbanon? Hamoitzi lechem in hearts depends on lechem. What else depends on lechem? Eruv yichatzeiros. There's a mishnah. The name of the perik, the name of the third perik in Erevin is bakol mi'arvin. You can make an eruv with any kind of food. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, you can use any food you want. So Tosis comments on Rashi is just not correct. It's beferish against the Gemara. Eruv v'chatzeres, it depends. If you want to have eruv v'tchum, and you want to go chutz l'tchum, or you want to have erev tavshilin, or you want to have shidufim mavus, you have a mavui that you want to have. All the people whose chatzer is open into the mavui, so then bakol mi'arvin. You can use any food. You can use a jar of gefilte fish. You can use cooked fruits and cooked vegetables or bread, whatever you want. But for eruv chatzeris, the din is you need dafke pasha mevrachem ala ba'moitzi. Usually when you make eruv chatzeris, that all the people use people live, let's say, in an apartment building, so that's like a chatzer, eruv chatzer. So in order to be allowed, menatar, it's all one big rishus hayachid. Doesn't matter who owns it and who has the right to go there. If you have walls around it, let's say city hall has a din of rishus hayachid. It belongs to the municipality, but it's a din of rishus hayachid. It's a location that has more than dalal al dalal tvachim. Dalal al dalal tvachim is tiny. Dalal al dalal ames is a din. It's called the beis dira. But in order to be a rishus hayachid for Shabbos purposes, you don't need dalal ames, dalal ames. You need dalal tvachim and dalal tvachim, and you need that it should be mukav mechitzas. So city hall has mechitzas. So the menatar, it is a rishus hayachid. Yeah. So if you have, let's say, an apartment building, so menatar, all the apartments have the same din of rishus hayachid. Menatar can carry one to the other. But the rabbanon, the Gemara says in this beginning of the second parak in Erevin, Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, one of the earliest takanas the rabbanon, that in order to carry in an apartment building, you have to have an Eruv Chatzeris. So the Gemara says, Eruv Chatzeris, Eim Arvin Ala Pasha Mevorchim Ala Vamoitzi. I, the common practice is that we use a box of matzahs, because you're going to have lechem, bread, it's going to get stale if you leave it too long. Once it's nifsa machila, then it's no good. So use a box of matzahs, that's going to last longer. It's going to take a long, long time till it gets stale. But the Sfardim say Mezainas on the matzah. How is that good? So the Gemara answers the question. The Gemara says, if you would be kaver suda on it, the bracha would have been a moitzi. So it's called pas. That's a right, that it's a subcategory. The Sfardim hold that matzah is pas above kisne. That is pas. Pas is a subcategory of lechem. Pas above kisne. The difference between real lechem and pasah b'kisne is on a level of the rabbanon, whether you say mezainis ha'maitzi, whether you have to wash until the yadayim, and whether you say ala michya or birchas hamazon. But on the level of the raisa, pasah b'kisne is pas. It's a subcategory of lechem. So the Gemara says, not only matzah would be good for eruv chatzeris. If you have cake or cookies, that's l'chol hadeis, it's mezainis. But if you eat a ton of it, it'll become ha'maitzi. So that the Gemara says, that's acceptable for Eruv Chatzeres. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah says. Eilu dvarim shanam yotz b'ayim v'dech avosah b'pesach chitim sarin kus min shipan shebolu shu'al. Yeah. And the same Mishnah appears in Chala, and the same Mishnah appears in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, with respect to the din of eating chadosh, that you're not allowed to eat chadosh before the Omer, Minchas Omer is brought on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, then the Yom. How does the pasuk read? Lech v'kol v'kama l'socha ad etzem hayam hazeh, ad ha'v'yachem mizayim ha'tnufa. So Gemara says the pasuk has two dinim. Ad ha'v'yachem mizayim ha'tnufa, b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. When they bring the Omer ha'tnufa, the Minchas Omer, on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, that removes the Yisr Chodesh. Akrabas minchas ha'omer usually was taken care of early in the morning. Mishnah says it never took later than chatzos. Wherever you live in the world, you have to figure out what time is it in Yerushalayim. If you don't have an email, if you don't have a telephone, you don't know when they were makrav the minchas ha'omer. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Menachos and Perek Rabbi Shmuel, you have the right to assume that they certainly brought the minchas ha'omer before 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Ein bezna mesatzlem bedover. The bezna gadol is supposed to meet every day in the lishkas hagozes, and other batei dinim are only for the purpose of paskening dinei Torah. So they're not allowed to meet in donim on Shabbos and Yom Tov gzereshem yichta. But the bezna gadol, the main role of the bezna gadol, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, bezna gadol shebirushalayim are amudei ha'hayra v'yikat Torah shebal peh. It's the international kollel of Klal Yisrael. So the kollel is supposed to meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Other batei dinim are not allowed to meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zeri shem yichtov. You may write down what the arguments were. Why one says he's chai, one says potter. You may write down. But if you're just learning, then there's no zera that you're going to write down. You're not going to write anything down. So the Gemara says the Bez Nagadol meets even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Bez Nagadol, in addition to everything else that they're responsible for, it's their responsibility to supervise that the korbanos tzibur are brought properly on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and so on. And at Tmidim and Masafim, it's their responsibility. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that by 12 o'clock Yerushalayim time, whether you live to the east of Yerushalayim or to the west, if you know it's 12 o'clock in Yerushalayim, then you know for sure the Bez Nagodol for sure took care of the Minchas Omer. Shein Bezdim is Hatzel Medov. It's not shach that they're going to allow the people to bring the Minchas Omer after 12 o'clock. It's not going to happen. So that's Bizman Shabbos Migdash HaYikayim. Akrovas Minchas Omer is Matir. They do kmitz on the Minchas. They burn the kmitz, and the rest is eaten by Zichri Kuna, like Shiori HaMincha, whenever you have a Mincha. Bizman Shein Bezdim Migdash Kayim, then you apply the other half of the pasuk. Until Yitzum Shalom. Yitzum Shalom is the daytime part of Tez Zayin Nisan. Tez Vav Nisan, the first day Yontif. Tez Zayin Nisan, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Ad Yitzum Shalom. Till then the Gemara has a machlokes. Ad V'ad Bechlal, Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. Till the morning of the day of Tez Zayin Nisan, or till Tzeisah Kechavim following Tez Zayin Nisan. Ad V'ad Bechlal. Ad etzem hayom hazeh till the end of Yitzum Shalom, till Tzeisah Kerchavim, at the end of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, or ad v'lad bechlal, ad until Yitzum Shalom, till the morning. Hey, Ramizrach is mata. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So Nachamol, so the Gemara explains that the Tanaim experimented, they came to the conclusion that only Chamesh is min adogan aboim adechimut. There was an opinion of the Tanna, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara quotes here 10 lines into and 12 lines into the wide lines on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion that Oiriz v'doichen is also bol adechimut and has all his dinim. You say Hamoitzi, what is Oiriz v'doichen? So we usually assume Oiriz arose. Yes, any Puerto Rican in Washington Heights. Ask him, how do you say rice? So they say aroz. Ask any Arab in Eretz Yisrael. Or is aroz, is rice. And Doichen, Tosis is not sure. Tosis didn't speak Spanish and they didn't speak Arabic. So Tosis and Brochus is not sure whether Oriz is rice or Doichen is rice. One of them is rice and one is millet. So Bech Menuri is of the opinion that they're both Bole Dechimuts. And we paskin that neither is Bole Dechimuts. So what's the difference whether this is rice or that's rice? What's an afkamina? Because the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's a Gemara later. Here it says, Kuf Yudalot on the base. Kuf Yudalot says on the margin, on the right hand side. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You're permitted to cook Oriz on Pesach, it's not Bole Dechimetz. You don't have to worry about it. But the Gemara says, we hold a little bit like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that even though you don't say Bari Mini Mizainis unless it's from the Chamesh, it's Mini Dogana, and or as you do, and Dechen, you don't say Mizainis, and or as you do say Mizainis. You say Mizainis, but you say Bari Nefoshis at the end. Usually, whenever you say Mizainis, because Chamesh is Mini Dogan, then you say the Bracha Achron is going to be Ala Michya. But by Oriz, it's a compromise. It's a little bit like Rabbi Chamenuri, but not all of it. Rabbi Chamenuri holds that it's Mamish. From the Mini Dogan, there are not only 5 Mini Dogan, there are another 2, Oriz V'Dechen. And we paskin a little bit. They just say Bari Mini Mizainis, but they say Bari Nefashis. And that's only on Oriz, not on Dechen. So today, everybody assumes Oriz is rice. So whenever you have rice, you say Bari Mini Mizainis. Rav Soloveitchik used to say in his family, they have a tradition, both the Soloveitchiks who live in Eretz and those who live in America, they claim that when the Radzina Rebbe came out with the Tchela, so the Beis HaLevi was opposed, that we know. Beis HaLevi was opposed. So the question, why was he opposed? So the Soloveitchik family, both in Eretz Yisrael and America, claim that the reason why the Beis HaLevi was opposed, because the tradition was lost. What is the Chilozen? And you can't reconstruct a tradition based on dictionaries and based on historical evidence. Based on archaeological evidence. So they found Tchelis factories where they have hundreds of thousands of these shells from the shellfish, the Murex trunculus, and the Goyim called this Tchelis. The Goyim called it Tchelis. It's a Tchelis factory. So you see that's it. So they say that the Beis HaLevi said you can't reconstruct the Masorah. If the Masorah was lost, it's lost. So they say that's a absolution. Who are the over here? You only say bari min mizaynus on oris on doichen not, and it's a question whether rice is oris or rice is doichen. So since we lost the tradition, you can't reconstruct it by asking a Puerto Rican or New Yorker, by asking an Arab in Eretz Yisrael, how do you say rice? And you're going to say aroz. Everybody knows that. No, since the tradition was lost, so we don't know. You can't reconstruct the tradition based on dictionaries and based on Loshon Eliyahu. The question, why not? Why can't you? So the Radzina Rebbe printed three different svarim about the Tchelis. So one of the svarim, he has the reactions of all of the Rabbonim of his generation who corresponded with him, what their reactions were and what he corresponded with them. So he has a letter which he says, he doesn't tell you who wrote the letter. He says the one who wrote the letter was a Talmid Chacham who was close to the Beis HaLevi, and he said the Beis HaLevi didn't agree with him. But he doesn't give the reason that the Soloveitchik family gave. It gives a totally different reason. He says, our parents, our fathers and our grandfathers knew about the Radzina Rebbe said, thought, Radzina Rebbe lived in Poland, in Radzin. He was a super genius. And he heard that there was an aquarium in Italy, and he's going to go figure out what the Tchalozin is, because he wants to demonstrate to Ribbono Shel Olam that we're interested in preparing for the Beis HaMikdash, because the big dekuna have to have tchelis. If you have tzitzis without tchelis, there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether it's kosher b'dieved or not. And we paskin, most of the Rishonim paskin, that tchelis is not me'akev b'salovin. Yotze the mitzvah in an incomplete form. Let's say you have a dam of a korban, you're supposed to do a korban chat, you're supposed to do four zrikas on the four corners of the mizbech. So if you only do one zrika, but you have it, you're yotze the mitzvah in an incomplete form. So the same over here, we pass yotze the mitzvah of trela, tzitzis, in an incomplete form if you don't have trelas. So, so the Radzina, so that's by tzitzis. We pass kontrelas, not miakev, by big dekuna, we assume it is miakev. So if we're not going to know what the chalozan is, we won't be able to be makro karbonis. You have no choice. You can't have the kohen and wear big dekuna without tchelis. The whole avodah will be puzzle. His man should big day malem, kunos malem, ein big day malem, ein kunos malem. If the kohen is not going to wear big dekuna, the whole avodah will be puzzle. A big dekuna must have tchelis, li kuba. That's what motivated this Radzina Rebbe, Gershon Henoch Leiner was his name. He went specially to Italy, to the aquarium, and he decided that it's a squidfish, something like the squidfish. So the Makuriv to the Beis HaLevi sent a letter to the Radzina Rebbe. Why the Beis HaLevi is opposed? He says his father knew about the squidfish, and his grandfather knew. They knew all the generations, and they knew that it spits out dark dye, and they never used it. So it's like we have a masorah that you're wrong. Our ancestors knew about the squid fish and they didn't use that dye. So that's the tradition has it that we know that that's not the chalozin. So that's a totally different argument. He said, and then he quotes in the name of the Beis HaLevi, you have to come up with a new fish and you have to explain why the tchelis disappeared in the days of the Goinim. What happened? Why did it disappear? So that's what they did come up with. They came up with this Murex trunculus, and they explained why it disappeared, because it used to be reserved for royalty. The trellis was only for royalty, and the government would punish you if a commoner would use the trellis. So that's why the people were afraid. And the Gemara is also like that. The Gemara seems like that, that the people who were the Jewish shluchim who were transporting the trellis were hiding the fact that they had trellis. They were afraid that the government is going to confiscate it and put them in prison because they're violating the din of the machusa, that it's only for the royal family. It's not for the hamoinam. Anyway, so that's the machlek Rabbi Menur and the Rabbanon is by Oriz Vidoichen. Rabbi Menur holds Oriz Vidoichen also have the same din. It's Boli de Chimutz. And the Chacham disagree. They hold now it's Boli de Sirchen. It's not Boli de Chimutz. We mentioned more than once that the Ramban, in the beginning of Perek El Treifus, and Chulin is bothered with Akasha, he quotes the Yerushalmi. There's a machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Menur, and the Rabbanim, with the Oriz Vedechim, Zbole Dechimutz, why don't they experiment and to see? The rabbis believed in experimentation. Why don't they experiment and see? Is it bodeh dechim? Is bodeh desirchan? So Yishalmi answers, they did experiment. And it was something in between chimetz and sirchan. So the question, the machlokes ha-tanaim was, where do you draw the line? What's called chimetz and what's called sirchan? So the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi in the beginning of Perek Eilu Treifis, the Chidush HaRamban, because the Gemara there in the Bavli has a machlokes, the first half in Perek Eilu Treifis. Eilu Treifis, the third Perek in Chulin. So the Gemara has a machlokes when the Torah prohibits all the different treifis, there's 70 different types of treifis. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim, whether treifa en achaya or treifa chaya. The Torah prohibits such a diseased animal, even though the animal can live on for many years, or do you say no? The Torah prohibits because you're shechting an animal that's half dead, because a treifa en achaya. If the animal has one of the 70 treifits, it will not be able to survive a year. And therefore, it's considered half-dead. So shechita is not chala on the animal. That's why. Treifas, the Rambam writes, treifas tchilas nevela. Because the animal has a treifas, so it's as if it was half-dead at the time that you shechted it. The Rambam quotes a passage from the Sifrei that we paskan, if you eat, you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis avisa. The Mishnah in Makkos quotes the Tana Reb Shimon, kol shehula malchus, even if you eat Chatzishir, you get malchus. We don't pass like that. You only get malchus if you eat a kazayis of an is. So let's say you have a kazayis, half a kazayis of chazer and half a kazayis of basa b'cholov. You have a kazayis of trade for food. So there's a Tana who holds that Isurim it's tarfim zemza. We don't pass like that. We pass, you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis of chazer or a kazayis of basa b'cholov. Isurim are not mitztarfim yachad. Only if it has shem echad. So the Rambam writes, the one and only exception to the rule is treifa nevela. If you have a half a kazayis of treifa and half a kazayis of nevela, then it's tarfim. He quotes, I think it's either sifra or a sifrei. Why? So the Rambam says, because treifa is tchilas nevela. Since the animal is a treifa, it's already half dead. So it's related to nevela. The two isurim are related to each other. Yeah. So that's the Ramban asks, how can you have a machlokes in the Gemara with a treifa chai, treifa and a chaya? Is treifa asura bachila because it's not going to survive 12 months? Well, no, even if it'll survive another few years, the Torah says it's a diseased animal, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Ramban asks, why didn't they lock up 100 animals that had treifas and see if they're going to survive a year and give them food? Don't starve them out, give them food and see if they'll survive for a year. How can you have a machlokes and mitzias? That's that in the yeshivas today, that's a standard attitude. It doesn't make sense to have a machlokes and mitzias. The Tanaim would have experimented and it wouldn't have a whole pilpul on something that you can ascertain what the fact is. You can't talk and learning if it doesn't correspond to reality. So the Ramban answers, just like the Yerushalmi says in Chala, that they did experiment on the Orez V'Dochen and they had the machlokes. Where do you draw the line? So the Ramban answers, that's probably what they did by the treifas also. They probably locked off 100 or 200 animals that had treifas, and they probably all died within a year. So one Tana said, there you have it. You locked them up, they're going to die within a year. So you see that treifa ain't a chai. And the other Tanaim said it wasn't a controlled experiment. Maybe if it would have locked up 5,000, maybe some of them would have survived. The ruba of the treifas, they all agree are going to die within a year. And the machlokes is, what if you have one of the treifas and it does survive a year? Does it mean that it's kosher? It wasn't the treifa? Or no, a diseased animal, if it has this disease, so it's considered a treifa. Yeah, so that's the machlokes hatanaim, whether chameshes mini dogan adafka, these five, or lavdafka. Okay, Belineta, tomorrow I think we'll have shiur regular time, I hope. Everything will be normal, and we will continue on Lamed Hem et Aleph. Take a look, there's an important Taisvus, and the Taisvus and an Lamed Beis. First Taisvus is important, the second Taisvus, third Taisvus. Yeah, these are all important Taisvus. All the Taisvus and Lamed Beis, they're all important. Okay, good. We will continue tomorrow.
Rabbi, can I ask a tangential question?
Sure.
Do we take...